Good morning. I'm Kelly Klein.
And I'm Rebecca Erdman. You're listening to The Bear Facts. Today we begin our 19th season with our 701st episode here on KLGA, bringing you all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.
This was a very busy summer at Garrigan. The highlight came in mid-July when more than 2,000 people were on hand to celebrate the school's 50th anniversary. Father Nick Becker, the most recent Garrigan graduate to be ordained to the priesthood, delivered the homily at the anniversary mass, and Father Paul Isley, the first priest to come out of our school, was the chief celebrant.
During the anniversary celebration, people enjoyed taking tours of the school and looking through displays that traced our history through the past 5 decades. There were also alumni softball and baseball games, a 5K run, a bike ride, and lots of social activities. Another activity was an alumni quiz bowl tournament, where nearly 40 past and current students participated. The team of David Murphy, Tim Mossback, Jenny Reinert-Garms, John Mossback, and Mandy Ram Glavy edged past current quiz bowlers Rebecca Erdman, Anna Kolash, Jake Rosenmeyer, Michael Hellman, and Alex Hamilton to win the overall championship.
A lot of other things happened over the summer. Both the Golden Bear girls and boys competed in the state golf tournaments, and we're pleased to say the girls brought home another state championship. Sheridan Birdie had the best score for Garrigan, with a total of 170 for the 2 rounds. Mandy Goldhouse scored 174, Christina Schultz 177, and Ashley Bice 179. Kelsey Berkey's 195 and Laura's 200 rounded out the state championship team.
School started a week ago Wednesday, and there are a few changes this year. If you come out to a volleyball game this fall, you can't help but notice the latest improvements in the Garrigan gym. The old wooden bleachers are gone, replaced by modern vinyl and metal seating that is both more attractive and much more comfortable. The new bleachers cost $90,000, and funding is coming from the Gridiron Gold promotion. If you haven't yet bought a Gridiron Gold ticket, you can contact the school for more information.
We're getting used to some of the new schedules at school this fall as well. This year, for the first time in high school, we'll be joining Seton Elementary for their weekly masses. Each Thursday, we'll be going over to St. Cecilia's to celebrate the liturgy, with our classes shortened when we get back from mass. We'll continue to have masses for holy days and special events, just as we did in the past.
Something teachers and office staff are getting used to this fall is the new grading and administrative computer software, a program called JMC. The teachers have just started entering grades in this, and the school hasn't yet activated all of its features. In a few weeks, though, the new program will allow parents to check their students' progress online and for students to see what assignments they have missed if they are gone.
The annual Garrigan Calendar Drive has begun. For the next 2 weeks, both high school and middle school students will be selling calendars for $25 each. In addition to showing all the events for the year, the calendars enter you in a raffle for 365 big cash prizes. You could win from $35 to $500 in the calendar raffle. Proceeds go to the transportation fund to update the buses, vans, and Suburbans we use to go on school activities. So see your favorite Golden Bear and get your calendar today.
The freshman class held their election for student council officers this past week. 4 different groups of candidates ran to lead the class, and the votes were very spread out. When everything was counted up, though, Thomas Bradley and Jonathan Birdie were elected president and vice president. Congratulations to them.
The Bishop Garrigan Music and Drama Departments announced the fall musical this past week. They'll hold tryouts next week for the parts in Wizard of Oz. Music directors Kent and Linda Furjack, drama director Ann Studer, and artistic directors Steve Brosnan and Rosie Kears will all be working together on the show. Performances will be November 6th and 7th, so mark your calendar now for the Wizard of Oz.
For the past 18 years, we've begun our Bear Facts Senior Spotlight each year with our student council presidents. This week, we're shining the spotlight on Brett Capacious. Here to tell you about him is Taylor Brandenburg.
Brett Capacious has been on student council all through high school and was elected student body co-president last spring. Brett has been the Golden Bears quarterback ever since he was a sophomore. He also ran in the state track meet, won all area honors in baseball, and was a Kossuth keeper in basketball. And he helped organize the school's intramural basketball program. He's a National Honor Society member, and next year he'll be off to college. We wish Brett all the best in the future.
Thanks, Taylor. On our Golden Bear calendar this week, there's a North Central Conference volleyball scrimmage today in Clarion. Then, on Monday, the freshman football team hosts Gardner Hayfield.
Tuesday, the volleyball team hosts Estherville, and the cross-country team runs at Mason-Sydney Newman. Wednesday, we'll dismiss early for staff development, and that night, there's a meeting for new confirmation candidates in the gym.
Thursday, Kasuth Connections meets. Then Friday, we'll dismiss at 2:15 for the Labor Day holiday. The Bears have their first home football game Friday night as they host Britt West Hancock. The cheerleaders will be selling Rip Your Floats at that game.
Finally this week, we'd like to offer our prayers and support for Garrigan business manager Beth Berkland, who had surgery this past week, and her family. We're thinking of you, Mrs. Berkland, and we hope you get well soon. That's our first Fairfax of the year. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to check back every week to hear all the news from Bishop Garrigan High School.